Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, One Take Wednesday. We're going through John's Gospel in John chapter 10, starting in verse 7 today, and we'll go through verse 21. Jesus begins in chapter 10 by telling a simple story about a gatekeeper and a shepherd, and he'll follow up on that story today. And in three places, we see Jesus using the covenant name of God, I am. He says, I am the gate and I am the good shepherd. Then we'll go over to the Proverbs and we'll read Proverbs chapter 18, starting in verse 14, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Okay, let's do John chapter 10, starting in verse 7. So he tried again. In other words, he tried to tell another story. I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good. Sheep stealers. Every one of them. But the sheep don't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they will have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf coming and runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. In the same way, the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary. You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. I need to gather and bring them too. They'll also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I freely lay down my life. And so I am free to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down. I also have the right to take it up again. I receive this authority personally from my Father. This kind of talk caused another split in the Jewish ranks. A lot of them were saying, he's crazy, a maniac, out of his head completely. Why bother listening to him? But others weren't so sure. These aren't the words of a crazy man. Can a maniac open blind eyes? Okay, let's think back to all of the I am statements that we have heard in the Gospel of John so far. In John chapter 6, I am the bread of life. In John chapter 8, I am the light of the world. Here in today's passage in verse 7, I am the gate for the sheep and I am the good shepherd. I love that image of the good shepherd. In fact, I was listening online recently to a song by Lindsay McCall Mattingly called The Good Shepherd, and I'm going to play it for us as a prayer at the end so that we can think through what does it mean for Jesus to be our good shepherd. Let's move on over now to the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 18, starting in verse 14 and going through verse 24. I was trying to group some of these Proverbs together. Again, we're learning about wisdom. There's lots in here about our words and about the importance of friendship. A healthy spirit conquers adversity, but what can you do when the spirit is crushed? Wise men and women are always learning for fresh insights. A gift gets attention. It buys the attention of eminent people. The first speech in a court case is always convincing until the cross-examination starts. You may have to draw straws when faced with a tough decision. Do a favor and win a friend forever. Nothing can untie that bond. Words satisfy the mind as much as fruit does the stomach. Good talk is as gratifying as a good harvest. Words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Find a good spouse, you'll have a good life. And even more, the favor of God. The poor speak in soft supplications. The rich bark out answers. Friends come and go, but a true friend sticks by you like family. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I will pray for us, and then as promised, we're going to play a song called The Good Shepherd. I hope that it just encourages you through your day that He is with you. He is guiding you, and Jesus, He loves you. Lord, we pray that You would help us to hear Your voice today, to have big ears like sheep, and listen, pay attention. And Lord, would You lead us in paths of righteousness for Your name's sake? Would You gently guide us with Your staff? And would You lead us beside still waters? We love You, Lord. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.
good.